What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with the city on the edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorinde returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Don Reeve, who's been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the Southside Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare on Prime Video, now streaming.
Hi, this is Mark Witten, co-creator of Bloody Disgusting's The Hotel, and your lobby boy. For early access to ad-free episodes, monthly bonus episodes and postcards, access to our behind-the-scenes podcast, We Made the Hotel, and to get your name in our guestbook, join us on Patreon at patreon.com/thehotel. Thanks for listening.
The revolving doors in the hotel never stop swinging. When we have revolving doors, that is. They churn now, evenly. Most times when a guest comes through, they say something about it, chuckling to themselves, feeling foolish at trying to figure out the timing, asking me if it's broken. Tonight, my guest stumbles through without a word. He's clearly angry at the door, but if he says anything, he has to admit he had trouble. So he doesn't say anything about it. He wants a suite for 3 nights.
"And no disruptions, please. I wish to be left alone,"
he says. "That's not a problem, Mr. Jackson. Turndown service will be suspended until you check out. If you need anything, call the front desk day or night."
"I won't be calling. I don't want to be disturbed."
He takes his key and refuses help from the lobby boy. He carries his own bags to the elevator and is swallowed by the hotel. I leave my lobby boy forlorn on the marble floor and go to my dark room in the back. This room is special. Sometimes I like to watch the special rooms. Mr. Jackson unlocks his door and sets his bags down. He lets it close behind him without turning on the lights. He takes off his jacket and shoes before he turns the lamp on. When he does, he notices the white thing sitting in the only chair in the room. He does not notice that the room has changed. It's a big change not to notice, but it's a bigger thing to notice a pale creature watching you politely. Mr. Jackson, to his credit, does not scream. This doesn't mean he's not afraid. He stands perfectly still, watching. The white thing doesn't move much. It blinks its eyes, but its long legs remain on the floor. It tilts its head, but its arms stay on the chair. Mr. Jackson can see it breathing. He remembers that he should probably breathe too. They stare at each other for a long time. If he were being attacked, he could defend himself. If there was something out of place, say a fire or a lion, he would know how to react. Even if it was just another human being in the room, Mr. Jackson could assume he's in the wrong place. Or another guest didn't check out. Maybe a thief. But a thing. Passive and living and staring. He's not sure what to do with that. So he does nothing. It stands up on its long, thin legs. Mr. Jackson backs away slowly, hoping not to startle it into action. The thing just stares at him. Our guest tries to run. This is when he finally notices how the room has changed. The door is gone. It's just a wall now. Though his bags are right where he left them. Behind him, he can hear it move. It's dragging the chair, holding it in its long hands. It's moved the chair closer to the bed, facing the bed, watching the bed. Slowly, it turns to look at the guest. It pats the bed softly, inviting our guest in. For hours, they stare at each other. No one is coming to check on him for 3 nights at least, he thinks. He was very clear about not being disturbed. But even terror and panic can only keep someone awake for so long. Eventually, he collapses against the wall, trying to keep his dehydrated eyes open. Every time his lids droop, though, the thing moves. Standing up, another step closer. Each step closer gives him a jolt of adrenaline that keeps him up for a few more minutes. But the body needs what it needs. He lets himself close his eyes one more time and keeps them closed. He hears the white thing walk softly toward him. And eventually, he can feel it. Right in front of him. It breathes quietly in his face and inches closer. Mr. Jackson's eyes are closed still, but he's very much awake. I decided to leave him there for all 3 nights. It's what he wanted. After all.
The Hotel was created and produced by Travis McMaster and Mark Whitten, starring Kelly Nynaltowski as the manager, Mark Whitten as the lobby boy, Graham Rowett as the owner, and Krista Lewis. Music by Lauren Picorni, West Rodri, and special guest composer Zach Tatum Drake.